This is Blaze, and welcome to 111 Questions.
We all know we need our business on social media platforms, and at Starchild Social, through research and planning, we create converting posts and stories that attract your ideal client, taking that weight off your shoulders, enabling you to focus on achieving your goals for your business. Check us out for a free consultation at www.starchildsocial.com. Starchild Social, holding your hand through this ever-changing world of social media.
What's your daily dialogue with yourself? What's the internal conversation you have with yourself every day? What story are you telling yourself every day? What is it? Because there's a story. There are stories there. There are stories that you have been told, that you have observed, and that you've been telling yourself for a while, for days, for months, for years. Maybe for decades. So what's that story? What are you telling yourself every day? What is it? Think about it. What story have you been telling yourself? Because the truth of the matter is, the story that you've been telling yourself may not be a fact. It could be a made-up story. It could be something that is actually false. But you've told yourself that it's true because you've been telling yourself that story for so long. So it feels true. And when you deviate from what feels true, it doesn't feel good. So you go back to what's familiar, even if it causes you pain, even if what's familiar doesn't serve you. So what limiting beliefs are you telling yourself? What stories, what negative stories are you telling yourself? Is it that you're not good enough? Is it that you're stuck? Is it that you'll never find love? That you'll never win? That your success is going to always be short-lived? That only wicked people get wealthy? That you have to get over on people? That you have to suppress people? That you have to lie and be shady to people in order to accumulate wealth? Is that the story? Is it a story that you're ugly? That you're not pretty? That you've never truly been loved? That you're not attractive? That nobody really wants you? That all people do to come into your life is to use you? Is that the story you've been telling yourself? Is the story... What? What is that story? Go back in time and really think about what that story is. What have you been telling yourself? And is that story serving you for your greater purpose? Is it? Is it helping you? Or is it holding you back? For maybe the story is, I'm the best. I always win. I am highly favored. Woo! Even in losses, there's a lesson. The happiness is within. Maybe that's the story. And if the stories are building you up, if the stories you've been telling yourself are elevating you, continue that story. Continue replaying that story. However, if the story is no longer serving you, if you just now realizing that that story is not serving you, change the story. Change the story. You can go back in time and change the story. You can. So choose today to shift that limiting belief. For you are enough. For you are amazing. You are powerful. You are loved. You are favored. You are guided. You are protected. And you always have been. And you possess great power inside. You possess so much purpose. Woo. So it's time you walk in it. It's time you walk in it. Promote stories that serve you. Promote stories that elevate you, that make you smile, that make you laugh, that inspire you, replay stories that produce love. We need more of those stories. It's never too late to change the story. So what's your story?